record.
Same character back to back. My levels back are okay. Back to back,
Jack.
So, Ian, were you playing Wordscapes with us? I know some of us were playing Wordscapes on vacation now and then.
Yeah. Well, when I got home, I downloaded it so that I could be part of the club.
Okay. Did you play on April 1st?
Almost certainly, but I don't remember anything from it. Tell me more.
Well, then you probably didn't, because all of the words, like it was a normal like crossword kind of thing, but all the words were backwards, and you had to put them in backwards.
Oh, no. I must have missed that day. I don't know how.
You might think, oh, that isn't that hard. No, the brain doesn't work that way.
That's impossible. That sounds terrible.
Now, the good thing is all of the words forward were counted as bonus words.
Oh,
so if you did your word forward, you'd get the bonus word, and then you go, oh, okay, now I just have to do that backwards and I can put it in. But trying to do that is really difficult.
Right.
Anyway, stupid Wordscapes.
Anywho's.
That thing has way too many ads.
Yes. I actually bought it on my iPad because...
Oh, so you couldn't take it anymore?
Yeah. Well, this long time ago, like I said, I was in an alliance in Wordscapes prior to MPQ coming out. And then when MPQ came out, I was like, sorry, guys, I got this other game now.
Yeah. Nice.
Do you want to open up said channel?
I should.
Negative.
I'm still doing my other stuff.
Negative. Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
Exactly.
Boom. Donkey Teeth in for the win immediately. Shakalaka.
Old man was right there.
Yeah, right behind him.
That was super close.
Teeth?
Howdy, Teeth.
I don't know. It's been a few weeks. Teeth, you have another baby?
Yes. I'm pretty sure I thought he did, didn't he?
There could be another one coming. I don't know what goes on over there.
I thought number four was here. I'm serious.
Holding it four.
Oh, okay. So there is a total of four now. Okay.
Oh, so many kids. Seems like four more than I want. It's much better to have kids you can give back later. This small thing is annoying me now. Take it back. Ian, how was Easter extravaganza? I hear it was delightful.
Yes. Yes, it was. It went really, really well, I think. Food was decent, and everybody seemed to enjoy everyone's company. And it was just at capacity.
Uh-huh.
Like, in my opinion. I mean, everybody seemed comfortable, but I'm trying to, like, eight people is right at the cusp of what my tiny house can handle.
Gotcha. All right, we ready to get this ball rolling?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do it, Doug.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 417th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm here. Ray's here. Ian's here. The gang's all here. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
This is the week of April 3rd through the 10th in your 2024. And if your place is like our place, it has been nonstop rain extravaganza and flooded streams all over the freaking place.
Yeah.
We actually had an appointment with the water people to come in and change our meter, because apparently the meter we have is ancient. That was to be today. They called this morning and were like, yeah, we're not doing that. We've got way too many other things going on.
Yeah, but they did.
Yeah.
My coworker's son got sent home early from school because of flooding.
Yeah, they closed several schools here today early at like lunchtime so that they could make sure kids got home before the roads closed. Sure.
Nice.
It's like, wow, pretty crazy. And you're a 7-day 4-star crash of the Titans. Hey, it was Hulkbuster, not versus Hulk, though.
Yeah, it was.
It was versus some actually fairly hard Jeffrey. The shark.
More than fairly. I got whooped.
I think I lost maybe three times.
Yeah, I think I lost four times, but two of them were with my max-champed Hawkbuster, and two of them were with my not max-champed. I don't know what level he is, but he's not max. And, no go. But then I came back with all of the boosts and the Taskmaster Sword, and I was finally able to defeat him.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, get your red going, because you need that punch to take him down hard.
I'll give it a try after the show.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a rough rough patch there. You got to do it twice, so steel yourself.
I will.
All right. Next week is Repl versus, I don't know, somebody.
Cool.
We'll see how that goes. In Storyland, it is the return of the ever-popular simulator. Ian's died on us.
I'm better. I've just recovered just now.
That'll get Quicksilver a thing, some weapon hex. Place is Angela and some Don Quixote Man of La Mancha shards. Nice. And then the puzzle gauntlet is running.
Yeah. Not long,
and this
though,
is the annoying one where I have to get, like, fortified things in the four
corners.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Brutal.
I have yet to complete it. It's only got 14 hours left, so I'm probably not going to complete it, which really...
I'm not going to complete it either.
This is really bad. The support that's in there is one that I only have 2 stars for, so I could benefit from no matter what, even if I just get the 3-star. But apparently I'm getting squadoosh.
No. PvP world, there is no season right now, but currently running is I'll go from bags to riches. Insert the great ragu there.
Right.
Your prizes in this event are Bagman, and some Bagman.
Nice.
Yeah.
If only there was Bagman.
Yeah. Get that max super 5-star champ Bagman going.
All right. As soon as I'm done trying the crash, I'll give that a go.
All right. Lots of things in the news. We talked, I think, real quick last week that they said there was going to be an Invisible Woman rebalance.
I've heard of this.
It has arrived, and she's got a new costume.
Oh.
I believe that they gave me some nice pre and post things here I can kind of look at. Oh, and that they've also now added she's got one of these powers change when you become a 5-star ascended version.
Oh.
Thing. That seems to be the new trend here.
Nice.
An incentive
to ascend?
Yeah. In the yellow grant invisibility power, let's see, creates a yellow invisibility target, targeting Invisible Woman, and one before zero. I guess that means one ally?
What up?
I'm confused by the wording. It says creates a yellow invisibility tile targeting Invisible Woman and one before zero. Strength 75 before zero. Okay, so creates a yellow projectile. Oh, that's my brain didn't read that right at all. Which would usually start at, you know, so, okay. Wow, yeah, my that sentence still hurts my brain. Then turn a random ally invisible for one turn. It used to be two. So a little bit less invisibility, but now you get a stronger projectile. As you're going up in level, looks like all the numbers have been increased for this power. The invisibility does go up, however, to 3 turns instead of 2 before once you get it up to level 5. So 3-turn invisibility on an ally is nice. But the projectiles are less. You're getting 2 strength, 244, where in the old version you got 469 projectiles. But you're getting a 3-turn invisibility instead of a 2-turn invisibility. Ooh. The 5-star version, looks like the strength projectiles are better, and you're creating a fortified invisibility tile and granting invisibility to both of your allies at level 4.
Okay.
And the level 5 version creates one yellow projectile of 386 and grants invisibility for 3 turns. So if that's to both allies for 3 turns.
Yep. Not bad.
Not pretty good. Yeah. And she makes herself invisible too, right? So you're getting the whole team's going to be invisible.
Right. She creates the invisibility tile for herself.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That seems solid. The bubbles part of bubbles. AP cost is now down to 6 blue instead of 8. Well, that seems like a bargain. Locks up to 2 random tiles, prioritizing enemy strike attack projectiles and force bubbles, and creating a strength 243 blue strike before it was 260. As you're going up, you are locking 4 random tiles and creating 3 strength 515 tiles. Those used to be 371 tiles. In the ascended version, it is locked. I'm interested in the wording here. Locks up to 2 random non-friendly tiles. How is this different than enemy? Are there neutral tiles that don't?
I mean, maybe on some of the special events, but.
What about
because they have it like bolded, like that. This is important.
What about that? What's that clear tile? Is that a neutral tile?
Oh, Samurai says it could count for the neutral tiles in that Fight for Wakanda event.
Oh, those. Yeah, I remember that event.
All right, so it will maybe lock those. And then it also creates, or protect tiles and force bubbles, create strike tiles. At level 2, that's creating strength 1,980 strength tiles. Those are pretty good. At level 3, you're locking 3, and they're up to 2,115, which also targets countdown and repeater tiles. And as you go up, then you're creating 3 of those tiles, and then locking 4 randoms in the new version. Those seem pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem like a tremendous buff, but I don't think she needed a tremendous buff.
Oh, well, wait for the tremendous buff. Hold on. Force Field Crush.
Uh-oh.
The green power is now AP cost of 8 instead of 10.
Isn't that what you called, Ian?
I did.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I felt it.
If there are less than 4 force bubbles on the board, create 2 of them and deal damage. Otherwise, convert all tiles and force bubbles to basic tiles, removing the force bubbles and dealing damage for each. Some minor changes in damage there. The new one doing, less when you're creating them, but more when you remove them. As you go up at level 5, it's now doing 11,000 instead of 17,000 when you blow them up. However, the change is going to be on this ascended version looks a little bit more crazy. If there's less than 4 bubbles on the board, create 2 and deal 25,000 damage.
Ouchie.
Otherwise, convert all tiles and force bubbles to basic tiles, removing the force bubbles and dealing 11,160 damage for each bubble.
Ouch.
At level 5, that's dealing 46,000 when you make 2 and creating 4 force bubbles or 19,976 per tile when they blow up.
That's almost 80,000 points of damage.
80,000 points of damage.
I crushed your head.
I was like, woo, doggies. That's going to hit real hard. So there you go. Some amped up bubbles coming your way.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, dang, that seems serious. What else is new? This weekend. I think it's this weekend. Yeah, starting on Sunday, April 7th, there will be a Magical Girl PvE event where you will defeat... Oh boy, how do I spell this? Necroco? Necroco? It's got to be Necroco, right?
I have no clue. Sure.
Okay. Necroco, which appears to be a weird, evil female Eddie Brock costume.
Oh.
Any case, defeat Necroco up to 2 times per day to earn this costume. You only have to beat it 5 times over the weekend from the 7th to the 9th to get said costume. So, kind of a free costume. I don't know. It's kind of interesting art.
Okay.
Yeah. How long do I have to do that?
3 days. You have to play it 5. You have to win 5 times in 3 days.
How many times can I play per day?
2.
2.
I've got to win 5?
Yes, you have to play every day.
I don't think I'm going to make it.
Okay.
Well, specifically over the time period that Ian isn't going to be home.
I'll be trapped in the path of totality.
No, that's going to be a bummer.
No way. It's going
to
be awesome.
Easy enough for me to grab an iPad. Ian to carry a full computer with him. Just for the eclipse. I don't think that's going to happen.
Seems unlikely.
Mm.
I could do it, though. Ray could unintentionally shame me and do it. I'm not sure. Chances are, I'll just I'll take it and see how I feel when I get there.
All right. You let me know next week.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we got two new characters.
Two new characters? Tell me more.
Fresh off the fighting Aunt May in the event over the weekend here. You got Aunt May coming your way as a 3-star and a 5-star.
Great.
The 3-star version is called Iron May, wearing a armor suit created by Howard Stark. Let's see. The yellow power, passive. Aunt May grants her team 40% increased match damage, 45% increased ability damage, and 5% increased maximum health. If Aunt May is below 40%, the match and ability damage bonuses are increased by 15%. That seems really good. As you go up in level, all these numbers go up. At level 5, match damage increased by 80%, ability damage increased by 100%, boosted by 40% more when she's at 60% health. Maximum health is increased by 25%.
Wow.
That power seems ludicrous, right? Did this happen?
I don't know if I'd say ludicrous, but it seems pretty strong.
Pretty strong. Yeah. The red power, enduring ordinance. Deal damage to the target, then create 1 3-turn countdown tile. When this countdown tile expires, Aunt May deals damage to a random target. Fairly basic. As I go up in level, you get more tiles, they do more damage. Not a ton here. Even at level 266, they're only doing 2,000 points of damage. The blue ability, Still Spry, 8 blue. Deal, 56 points of damage to the target. That's low.
Boink.
Now, I guess she is boosting herself by 100%, right? Because you have to have that yellow at a 5. I mean, there's no reason you're going to do that. All right, whatever. I've lost where I'm at. The blue power. Deal damage to target, then reduce the timer of 2 random friendly countdown tiles by 1. If this causes any friendly countdown tiles to expire, also stun the target for 1 turn. As you're going up, you're reducing 3 countdown timers and stunning for 3 turns.
Interesting. So use her with Battery Man
reduce those back to 0 real quick, you get all the AP back.
Yeah. Stun target for 3 turns.
Right, and the yellow is the passive, so you're not competing for the yellow.
Yeah.
But she can use the yellow and the blue. Yeah.
Yellow and blue make green.
I think Ray's on it. There you go. Let's see, where's what we got down here in Release Worlds? Infinite Pursuit, it says, will start tomorrow in Storyland, which is not in the game yet. AntMay, shards and event tokens in placement, an event token in progression and alliance rewards there. That'll be followed up by the hunt. Same rewards there, and then Thick as Thieves also for said tokens. She's going to be in the Cast Iron Clash is the versus, and the other versus is called Hunt for Sweets. All right. The offer is Home Cooked Delights, chance to get Aunt May increased chances in 10 and 40x pulls there. And then there's the Feast Vault, chance to get there. 40 items, a sponge cake, legendary store token, a 2099 Spider-Man, and some other random stuff. That sponge cake store, 15% chance to get the 5-star version of Aunt May, 5-star Peter Parker, and 5-star Gwenom.
Seems an odd pick, but okay.
Yeah, but not the other Spider-Gwen. Okay, anyway. All right, so 3-star Aunt May. Interesting. Now, I'm curious, while we're on Aunt May, I'm assuming you all played the event.
I did.
What did Aunt May do?
She made matches, which kind of healed her a little bit. I don't know. Not much. She fired one thing once, I think, that did, like...
Yeah, if she gets red, then you die. Otherwise, you win. Right. Unchallenged.
She only fired it once, but took out one of my characters.
Yeah, like, I had people die a couple times. I'm like, I don't know what just happened, but whatever. All right, let's look at the 5-star. The yellow power is called Cake Quest. Where apparently Aunt May is trying to get, I guess we can't use trademark things here, but apparently she's trying to get a Twinkie for Galactus.
Nice.
It's, you know, a yellow sponge cake.
Right. Is it filled?
At the start of Aunt May's turn, convert one random basic tile into yellow. Whenever an ally makes a yellow match, heal them for 443 health. Whenever an enemy makes a yellow match, deal 443 damage to them. As you go up in level, numbers increase up to a max of 9,235. Not great. It's kind of there. All right, let's read this red power then. Cosmic Wrath. Bargain cost of 6. Drain up to 20 random AP. Oh, we never like that. Deal damage to the enemy team increased by 26% for each 2 AP drained. Okay, so if you've got 20, that's what, 260%? All right.
What's up?
Well, it's 26% per 2 up to a max of 20, so that would be 10 times 26%, right? Sure. So 260%?
I wasn't sure if you were addressing the listeners or me or the cosmos. I just...
Yeah, anybody.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't want to leave you hanging.
Don't tell them about the Twinkie. Then create a 3-turn Wrath countdown tile for each enemy hit, targeting the corresponding enemy. When these expire, Ant Mail deals damage to the target. Passive, when the enemy destroys a Wrath tile, reduce the timer of a friendly Galactus tile by 1.
Okay.
I'm assuming we'll find out about Galactus tiles in the next power. As you're going up, that is draining up to 30 AP, dealing almost 15,000 damage, and increasing by 35%. So now you can multiply it by 15, right? Because it's 30 AP, so, man, okay. I don't really am fond of the fact of draining 30 of my AP. That seems like I can't do nothing else.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Not keen on that. The blue ability is called Herald. 7 blue. Create a fortified 12-turn Galactus countdown tile that downs the target when it expires. Ah, here we go. If a friendly Galactus tile already exists, instead lower its timer by 1 and fortify it. At the start of Aunt May's turn, if possible, drain 4 yellow AP and reduce the timer on a random allied countdown tile by 1. At level 5, that countdown tile is down to a 7 turn, and you are only draining 4, or only draining 2 yellow to make it go down.
Ooh.
So you're talking 4 or 5 turns. You're downing somebody.
That's not too shabby.
Yeah, that power seems good.
You've regained my attention by confusing me with Galactus.
He just downed you.
Wow, I was super lost. For all I knew, you were still talking about the Invisible Woman rebalance, and then you said something about Galactus, and I was like, where am I? What's happening?
We talked about all the release events already and the legendary store, so there you go. Aunt May, the Howard Stark supered up version, and Aunt May, the I will get Galactus a Twinkie version. Interesting. That's what I got for the news. You have any other news outside of the fact that you may not survive staring at the sun on Monday?
Path of Totality. I'm pumped. I'm already pumped. I got Path of Totality and like a whole bunch of other things lined up. So I'm excited for myself, but I have no news.
I'm going to use this as an opportunity to plug Twitch. So one of our Alliance members...
Is it me?
No. Do you stream on Twitch?
No, but I'm an Alliance member, so this I thought it true. Might be me.
So Vizareth, one of our Alliance members, he also streams on Twitch, and he raided me the other night and brought all of his watchers with him. And I just wanted to give him a shout out and say, hey, thanks. If you're looking for people to watch on Twitch, I recommend Kendoka and Vizareth. So there you go. One of them's me.
Did you get a hype train going too?
Oh, no. Oh, no. But it did. It's really weird. I was playing Diablo 2, and I've been playing hardcore. And when there's like 9 people watching you, it's really intense. Like, the idea of dying and losing my character in front of that many people is, you know.
So you can't just be sad by yourself. Now you have to be sad in front of everybody. Right,
exactly. I can't just slam the desk and turn it off and walk away.
And curse a lot?
Generally, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would still do that, but...
Okay. You allowed to curse on the Twitch?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Let's move on then. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, it's Duke Day.
Right. That's my cue. I don't know how to deliver this information. I glanced at it and... I'm certainly not going through. If anybody thinks I'm about to go through each and every one of these, you're absolutely mistaken.
You clearly have not listened to the show prior.
Right. So, the ever elusive dupe is a 4-star character. Purple, yellow, blue. Every one of these is going to be variable costs. I'll tell you what I can about them all as quickly as I can. So... the AP cost varies because he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10? Looks like 10 powers per power that he could choose from. Maybe it's 8. I can't really count. No, it's a lot more for the first one and then less for the... Anyway, you could just choose it. I don't know. Do you have to choose it at the start of the match or when do these happen?
I believe
before the match even starts.
Yeah.
Okay, so you start up and you pick. You can choose... Crescent Darts, which is Moon Knight's green, the 4-star version. It does 2 damage to 2 random enemies. Plasma Barrage doesn't seem particularly familiar to me. Star Spangled Avenger does like 5,000 points of damage and then puts a countdown tile that'll get you your AP back. Yep, I got trapped. Never mind. That's as good as it gets. I don't know what some of these are. They might be original... dupe things. I don't know what Strike Turkey is or Dupe Aid, but there are other ones that other characters have. Punch Everyone, not just a phase, Piercing Throw. So you customize dupe going into the battle. Same thing with yellow. Your choices here are Yeet, Recovery, Repulsor Punch, Unstoppable, Move or Be Moved, and the blues are Mind Over Matter, Psychic Meddling, Team Loyalty, Magnetized Projectiles, something dupe-related, and Particle Accelerator. I mean, there's really no... I don't know how to get into talking about him. I mean, he's I can't tell if he's pointless or versatile, to be honest.
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Okay. I mean, just because these are fine abilities, and if they mirror what Dupe does, you know, mind over matter, magnetized projectiles, they all seem all right. Do you 5-4-4 him, or I think you do. I think he's 5-4-4.
Well, you hit it on the internet totally agrees with you.
Thanks, internet. Yeah. I don't have him yet, but that's the way I would spec him if I ever do.
I'm using the second popular build of 5-3-5.
Nice.
And Craig is using the third popular build of 4-4-5. So
classic, Craig.
It's going to depend on what powers you want to use. Yeah. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So there's a little. For such a goofy character, he requires a little bit of thought. Maybe that's why I hold things against him. I don't like to think. I like to just play the game and for it to be over.
Fire red, do damage.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's Dupe the green one, and that's what Sunny and Zand are.
Dupe the green one. All right, what do we got? I forgot how this show works.
Oh,
my brain works. Acting, thank you. Ian, who we got this week?
This week we have the actor Eddie Redmayne. And this week, we're starting off with none other than me. And unfortunately, I would like to see Eddie Redmayne play an adult version of Pyro.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's what I said, too. I was like, really? And then I took another hard look at Eddie Redmayne, and I was like, yes. Yes, I'm okay with that. Since we're bringing in new young mutants and new young Avengers, the characters that I know and love are allowed to age normally. And I'm okay with a late 30s, early 40s Pyro.
All right. That makes sense. I can totally picture it.
Sure. I can, too. That's why I went with it. What do you have there, Ray?
So, yeah, it took a while. I was trying to find a Marvel character that would fit. And eventually, I just went with the fact that Eddie Redmayne, he's a super thin guy. So I'm going with Bruce Dixon, not Dickinson.
Bruce Dickinson?
Bruce Dixon, the Thin Man.
The cock of the walk, baby.
If you don't know the Thin Man, that's...
He's wearing gold-plated diapers.
What does that even mean?
Well, in this case, it means he's wearing gold-plated diapers. So if you're unfamiliar with him, that's because he was created in the 30s and just kind of went to the wayside.
Sure.
He is able to reduce his body and make it more pliable and reduce the dimensions of his body so he can, like, turn into a piece of paper and slide under a door and lengthen his arms and punch people, kind of like Mr. Fantastic before Mr. Fantastic was created. So, yeah, that was it. He worked with Captain America, though, to fight during World War II, so... Why not do an old-timey, you know, Captain America Thin Man combo? And, Eddie Redmayne as the
Thin Man. Hey, fighting Nazis is always a good time.
That's true.
Okay. I went with, in honor of watching these new X-Men 97 cartoons, I'm putting Eddie Redmayne in as Morph.
No! Morph! Only one Eddie Redmayne, and then he's out for the rest of the series?
No, he comes back later.
Oh, he got better?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know. Just to me, when I looked at his face, I'm like, it can kind of just be whatever. Like, he's going to be Morph.
I can dig it. I like that character. And I like Eddie Redmayne as an actor. I think he'd do a good job.
Yeah. So that's what I went with. Well, Ian, who do we got it. Next week?
Oh, no, I forgot. And I've got an excitement on. Oh, my goodness. I'm excited because it's Cillian Murphy.
Dr. Oppenheimer himself.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. You guys will be back Wednesday, right?
Blinders. We will absolutely be back. Yes.
Okay.
None of our podcasting schedule will be disrupted in any way for people who listen to the podcast network. Fear not. Plenty more of this profane arguments and Kendoka streaming.
I think you should record an episode during totality and, you know, yell at the sun or something.
I might.
Okay. Willie, what's in the mailbags?
Okie doke. So what do we got this week? Over on the D3 forums, TJ Author says, hey, our next release week includes April Fool's Day. Perfect. Let's waste it on not one, but two joke characters. Ouch. Someone doesn't like Aunt May. Also, GodzillaFan67 said, I haven't seen Flight of the Navigator in decades, in reference to our last show, talking about, I don't know why we got on Flight of the Navigator, obviously, but hey. He says, I haven't seen it in decades, however, I will often state compliance to unexpected requests. And then, that takes us to, it is time to play Dope or... with Ian. This is the 2024 Ballpark Edition.
Uh-oh.
So let's start with the San Diego Padres in Petco Park. The Birria Egg Rolls. For listeners who may not know, Birria, I guess is how you pronounce it. Birria is a Mexican stew meat that is marinated and cooked in a bevy of spices. It's the new big thing at Petco this year. They're using it. They're making it using short rib. Apparently, you can get it in nachos or in burritos or in these fried egg rolls topped with Fresno chilies and salsa verde sauce and served with a spicy dipping sauce.
Yeah, that is. That looks dope.
I think we caught Ian drooling. Okay.
Oh, it looks so good. I mean, obviously, it's, you know, staged by a food artist, but
right.
I feel like, you know, that dish just lazily made for me would be delicious.
Moving over to the Arizona Diamondbacks at Chase Field, the Footlong Sonoran Hot Dog. It is a Sonoran-style dog which traditionally is wrapped in bacon and served in a savory type of hot dog roll topped with pinto beans, onions, and tomatoes. This version adds mayo, mustard, and pico.
That is bad, and you should feel bad. It looks gross.
It does.
It looks doubly gross. It looks extra gross on both ends. The ingredients are unappealing. And what's a savory bun? Like, what other option do I have?
Yeah. A sweet bun? That doesn't...
That's weird. Like a cinnamon bun?
Well, like a brioche bun is sweet.
Oh, I guess a little bit. Or a King's Hawaiian, I suppose.
Yeah.
So is this one getting...
Yeah, total. Ugh.
Okay. All right, Colorado Rockies at Coors Field, the Dino Rib, a 20-ounce beef rib on the bone served with flatbread and salad. 20-ounce beef rib.
Yeah, that's, it just seems like a lot, but...
This seems inconvenient to eat at the ballpark.
That's what I was thinking, yes.
Yeah, I'd have to find a table and get a utensil. The salad looks delicious, and I'm sure it would help break up 20 ounces of beef rib.
I wonder if the rib counts as part of that weight.
Oh, the bone? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't know how you eat that while sitting in a chair crowded up against somebody else.
Right.
Yeah, that's a toughie. But I mean, it just sounds like a lot of food, but I would definitely try it. I'm not going to turn down that plate of food for any real reason.
All right, moving back home for us, the Pittsburgh Pirates, PNC Park. The Renegade Dog. It's a foot-long dog topped with pot roast, pierogies, pickles, caramelized onions, and presumably comes with instructions for contacting the cardiac unit at Allegheny General. So
that is totally unnecessary. That is a culinary work of art right there.
It's a dog topped with pot roast. What?
And pierogies.
And pierogies.
Now, does this have any sway on who wins the Mrs. T pierogies race around the ballpark?
No, it's always jalapeno. It's much faster.
All right, moving on to the Kansas City Royals at Kauffman Stadium. The Back to Blue Burger. This is kind of a normal bacon cheeseburger with the twist of blue cheese and buffalo-style aioli. The bun is blue.
That bun is disgusting.
I can't wait to eat that burger. Is that lettuce or is that avocado?
That looks like lettuce. I think it's lettuce.
Okay. Either way, I would have been happy, but blue cheese and buffalo aioli? Yes, please. All the time.
Okay.
And it's got the saddest of waffle fries with it.
See, I like a good waffle fry.
Yeah.
Nope.
As long as they're not... As long as it's... I don't like beer batter, but...
Oh, yeah, those are the worst.
Waffle fry is adequate sometimes. I don't know how I feel about that blue bun. That's sketchy.
Just remember, you're putting that food coloring in. That food color is coming back out.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. As long as I can remember.
Don't get surprised later.
Well, plus it's blue. Like, if it's like, so, you know, if you don't remember what you eat, and then you go to, like, a friend's cookout, and they make you, like, three huge, delicious grilled beets, and you eat them, and you love them, and then the next day you go to the bathroom, and it leads to a panicked call to your wife.
I think I'm bleeding to death.
Yes! But blue, I'd just be like, ooh, that's weird. it really depends on the thing. I mean, I'll be honest, if I ate that hot dog from Three River Stadium, I would probably also poop red, but I would still... Pot roast on a hot dog? That's awesome! I love pierogies. I love everything about that. Just very, very Pittsburgh concoction. This burger looks great. I love it.
All right. And finally, for dessert, we head to New Comiskey for the White Sox Campfire Milkshake. 16-ounce milkshake topped with graham crackers, marshmallows, and the pieces of chocolate bar.
So, s'more shake.
Yeah, they have overdone s'mores like crazy in these last 5 years. I don't know what's going on with s'mores marketing campaign, but it's in everything and it's everywhere. And it was a fun surprise when I found it in a blizzard, you know, 5 years ago. At DQ, and I was like, oh, I can try a baby version of that. It was just as good as I remembered. And now everything is s'more flavored. Just stop it.
I totally stop. Agree.
Is it getting to like pumpkin spice level?
Yeah, it's getting close.
Right.
It's its own version. It's a more delicious version, but I still, it's too much now. And now I don't, and I'm all just, ugh. I mean, also, I have, you know, I'm not Craig. I won't die, but, you know, I won't make it through the rest of the game if you give that to me.
Right.
I'm an old man. That's a lot of dairy.
I won't either, but I'll be in an ambulance somewhere on the way to a hospital.
Seriously.
I do agree with Sarta completely. Big meals for a stadium in nearly every case. Like the dog, maybe not, but everything else, it's going to be really difficult to eat in one of those.
I agree. Yeah, you'll have to hang out and hope that there's an open table or something. I don't want to eat all that food at the ballpark.
Right.
I don't like using public restrooms.
All right, that's it. We made it through. That was the, what did we call it?
I have no idea. What segment are we on? How is this show so long?
The,
how did Joshua know this was going to happen? Why did you do this to me?
This has been dope or with Ian.
My life is coming unraveled all of a sudden.
Thanks,
well,
Willie.
Put it back together. Because right now, once again, I am hot.
And I am Franz.
We just want to
pump you up.
We're just going to make up time by talking over each other as we finish the one segment and start the next.
I'm terrible like that.
In this case,
I'm fine.
Last night on our other podcast on the soon to be named network, The Profane Argument, one of listeners to both shows was on there, and our show was a little long last night, and he went, "Oh, this was great. I can't wait for tomorrow's show to be this long." And we had joked, like, that's impossible. You know, Craig will have fallen asleep. I'll be furious. And Ray will just have too much stuff to edit. There's no way it'll be long. And now I'm like, man, this is the longest show we've done in like 6 years. So I just wanted to fill you in why this is actually coming to fruition. So I'll have to have a chat with my good friend Nostradamus Perandiac or Perandiac. Tell me what. So I'm going to do this super fast. Captain America, Falcon, Torch, Miles, Thor, done. Ha!
Wow.
No, seriously, though, the 4 stars that are boosted this week. Good old Dupe. We just talked about that guy. Hard to know. I mean, he's just got so many variable abilities. So you'll just have to figure it out for yourself, unfortunately. Let's see. Then we have Hulkling. He has more green AoE with good communication skills. Nothing for the King's Decree. And then his metamorphic adaptations, a bigger burst of health, more return damage, and bigger health burst with his spikes. And his aerial annoyance is a stronger attack tile.
The metamorphosis.
And boosted healing. What's up?
You said
metamorph.
Right. That's right.
All right, let's talk quickly about Namora, or at a normal pace. Let's see, what can she do? More green AoE, her red deals more damage, and trap tiles deal more damage with her purple. Reptile, soon to be crashed. Let's see, his red, bigger strike tile and more damage. His green is percentage base, so no changes this week. And a bigger protect tile from his Enkylo armor. She-Hulk. What's She-Hulk up to these days? She deals more green damage, more red AoE, and a bigger protect tile from her blue. Five-star boosted characters are Daredevil. Let's see what that guy's. Bigger strike tiles. Self-heal is improved. His purple does more damage if the enemy is stunned, and his green countdown tiles deal more damage. Who else is this? I mean, hooray, it's the Hunter. Let's see. More yellow damage on both halves. More purple damage from Annihilation, and more burst healing from Heal and Dark Heal. Black Suit Spider-Man. More blue damage. That car still doing a ton of damage, and there will be no purple changes. And finally, Star-Lord. Burst healing is bigger in the yellow, no changes to the purple, and more green AoE from a bit of both. Samurai says, this list isn't particularly inspiring, given it's a release week, and clearing speed trumps creativity. The four stars are kind of meh. The five stars are kind of okay, but you're probably going to stick to your meta teams.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah, I was going to say, Hulkling, Reptile, I don't know anybody who, I've never tried Namor, I'm not going to speak on that. Yeah, they were all seeming, and the ones I don't know, like, I don't know, I you know, obviously I, you know, zoned out during Craig's segment, and I have no idea what three or five star Hunter does, but I just feel sour towards that character. Like, there's some characters that I haven't loved for different reasons, mostly because I find them, you know, to be, you know, comical style or throwaway characters. But Hunter just seems like a waste.
No. I mean, she's okay.
Like, the nameless MC from another game?
Right.
That's, man.
I totally agree with you on that. But, I mean, as far as in the game, her powers are okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, she seems very usable.
But, yeah, I would much rather just stick with my, you know, half Thor Shang-Chi. Like, I'm not changing.
Right. Right. So, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, Ian, hit me with some cold, refreshing pop, pop.
Oh, snap. All right.
No, not Snapple. Pop, pop.
No, well, indeed, it is Snapple related. It's not Snapple related in any way. As a matter of fact, first of all, let's talk about a non-beverage called Cherry Bullet. And this is a 7-piece. And I've given them, I don't have a definitive answer on this. So I listened to them yesterday, and I didn't mind it. And I was like, that's odd. So I gave it another listen, and I still kind of liked it. And I thought, well, I don't know, maybe I'm getting soft in my old age. And then I listened to it right before the show, and I liked it even more than I liked it yesterday. So I'm not really sure what's going on. I'll keep you posted. But, you know.
That little clip there is kind of catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Again, I tried to pick the best part. But yeah. But it does have like a techno Gwen Stefani kind of feel to it, in addition to the K-popness. So
yeah,
the cadence, yeah.
They peppered in a little edge with the
like they ain't no holler back
bubblegum. I don't know, they were okay. Like I said, I'll keep you posted, but you know, don't expect it to be mind blowing. But I'm just trying to take a more open minded, robust approach to my K-pop consumption. Now, the much more favorable consumption this week. We are going back to the Schmooze Brewery from Michigan.
You schmooze,
that
you
brought
lose.
Me my radically different, unbelievably delicious I Am Root beer. They make a black cherry soda, which was also sent on its way. And just before the show started, I remembered to go try some. And it Now, I think my expectations were a little high because the root beer was so good. Now, this was delicious, but, you know, just, I mean, that the root, I Am Root was as close to a 10 as I can give a root beer, you know, without seeming ridiculous. But this was a really good beverage. Again, it was, only mildly effervescent.
Hmm.
So you could really, when it leaves your mouth, it leaves behind a good amount of the black cherry flavor, but not in a sticky, cloying way. And it doesn't seem to have any artificial colors. I poured a glass of it to get some of the nose and to really like drink it in. And it was colored almost identically to the root beer. It's a little lighter, but it was like a dark brown color. It was really interesting. I was expecting that artificial,
right,
red dye that they would add, and they do not. And it's a really delicious pop.
How does it compare to like a traditional Philly style Wishnyak?
I don't know what that is. I'll be honest. Tell me more.
You never had Black Cherry Wishnyak? Canada no. Dry Week. So the original one is Frank's. I think it's Frank's.
Hmm.
Storz, I think, makes a Black Cherry Wishnyak.
I've never heard it titled that. I assume, because it is a smaller craft establishment. I mean, you can tell that this is a small batch of black cherry soda. It's again, I really enjoyed it, but don't let me color your opinion too much. Again, I was sent with extras to share with you guys, and I will indeed, when I come to see you later in the month, make sure that you are provided with these if possible. Hopefully when you two are both present. I only have one more of each, so you'll have to share. Ew, I'd try that, Craig, but I don't think I ever have.
It's hard to find around here because it's mostly a thing in Filthy, but it's actually pretty tasty.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out.
The name is like some Russian vodka cherry juice combo.
Nice.
But then when they made the beverage, they named it after that.
Okie doke.
Yeah, so that's Cherry Bullet and Black Cherry Soda from the Schmooze Brewery. And that's Pop. Thanks once again to Mystify.
Magnified.
Not
this time.
This segment was brought to you by Mystify.
Sorry, I forgot.
Normally, Magnify is fine.
Sorry, okay?
Sorry, okay?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh.
Do you have Steam open?
I am in the midst of opening Steam. Oh, man, I was really interested in that beverage that Samurai has, but then it said zero sugar and I was out.
Let's open up some legendary type tokens.
Okay. I'm almost there. I got lots of command points to redeem.
I have exactly 501, so I'm going to open the one.
Nice.
You have 500 legendary tokens?
Yeah.
Good lord.
It is a 4-star. Who is that? Tools of the Trade, Modern Blade.
I'm curious if in the history of this game I've had 500 legendary tokens.
Yeah, well, I've been holding off for quite a while now because I have enough of the one, and I'm just going to splurge when she leaves the weapon hex.
I got you. All right, I'm going to... Ian, you ready?
Yeah, I got this one to open. It looks like, hey, I might need this. It's a Wolf's Bane. Go for the throat. I wonder if that's usable or if I have that character championed. Nope, it was usable. Just what I needed. Lovely.
All right, I'm going to open like half a dozen of these things, because why not? Number one, Worthy Cap. Two, the Talosian. Three, Widow, Infinity War Widow. Four, Legion, Mycana Jester. Five, Abomination. And six, Human Torch. No purples this week. Sad times for everybody.
Yep.
But as always, though, thanks to the OG.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com. This show, our other show, Profane Arguments. Also, several shows. If you enjoy professional wrestling, if you enjoy people eating food while talking about television shows, if you enjoy 1 minute long reviews of 1 minute, I don't know what's on there anymore. It's total chaos, but it's all excellent. And you can check it all out at Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
The Lamborghini of podcast networks.
Hey, Ian, last week's Dark Side of the Ring was good. It was all about Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Oh!
And it had a big story about how his whole face got smashed in.
Oh!
And then the Hulk Hogan abandoned him and all kind of stories. But he looks pretty good. Still living. Still around.
Is
happily,
he?
Happily married. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought he passed away a long time ago, but I maybe had him confused with Greg the Hammer Valentine.
He also still living.
What?
They showed the two of them together. Like, Hammer was on the special talking about Beefcake.
That seems curious. I could have sworn Brutus died ages ago.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Well, glad he's okay.
Yeah. Anything else for the good of the order, folks?
No, I'm totally satisfied. Thank you.
I think I'm good.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining in this week. Comment suggestions. Send them to Willie's mailbag. You can put them in the on the subreddit, on the D3 forums, or email Ray from the links on our webpage, where you can also go and click on the Amazon banner and buy yourself something for, I don't know what holiday's next. I'm terrible with holidays. But buy something for that holiday. Yeah, buy something for me and Ian's birthdays. They're both coming up.
Yeah.
But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, the place to be in the 80s was Aladdin's castle. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.